An estimated 2 million Americans use wheelchairs or motorized scooters. For some of them, obstacles such as stairs, elevated curbs, and rocky terrain may no longer pose such a steep challenge. That's because the Food and Drug Administration has approved the iBot. It's been called the SUV of wheelchairs because it can climb stairs, bound up curbs, glide through gravel, sand, and grass. It can even elevate a seated passenger to reach, say, the top shelf at a grocery store. We called on Rory Cooper, one of the participants chosen in the iBot trials, to tell us about his experience. Cooper had been in a wheelchair, has been in a wheelchair for the past 23 years. He says it took a couple of days to get used to the size of the chair. It's 10 times heavier than the ultralight manual chair he now uses. But he says the iBot opened up a whole new world for him.
I really liked using four-wheel function. I live out in the country, and it gave me the opportunity to go out to see some of the walking trails in the woods behind my house. At work, I actually went to a meeting. There was a reception afterwards, and everybody was standing around talking to each other. Normally, in my regular wheelchair, I'd basically see a bunch of butts and belt buckles, and this time I was able to get up into balance function and look people eye to eye and talk to them and be part of the conversation a little more naturally than I would normally. And something that I just didn't really expect was that when you get up to eye level, you could see somebody from across the room, sort of make eye contact and say, oh, well, there's so-and-so, which basically in a sea of people you wouldn't normally see in a wheelchair.
Rory Cooper is a professor at the University of Pittsburgh. NPR's own Joseph Shapiro just so happens to be laid up with a badly broken ankle. He's moving about using walkers and crutches. It also just so happens that 3 years ago, Dean Kamen, the designer of the iBot, had offered Joe a test drive.
It's kind of an elegant machine. Dean Kamen actually doesn't even like to call it a wheelchair. He says it's the world's most sophisticated robot.
Robot. He actually calls it a robot.
He calls it a robot, yeah.
Now, Dean Kamen is the person who described the Segway scooter, which many of us have certainly now seen either on television or maybe out on the street. What does this device look like?
It looks like a conventional power wheelchair, only a little taller, a little skinnier. And it's got six gyroscopes and 10 computers and tilt sensors. It's almost sort of a Segway with a seat. In fact, the iBot is really the prototype for the Segway. The iBot came first, even though the Segway got to market first.
And how many wheels does it have?
Well, it has, it has six wheels. And the wheels, one of the things it can do, it can climb stairs. And climbing stairs is not going to be easy. People need to be trained to do this. You need stairs with a railing, and you need to be able to use one hand. You grab the railing. You're going up the stairs, but you're facing down. You tilt back, and the sensors in the wheelchair go with your balance.
So you go up backwards.
You go up backwards, yeah. And one wheel basically climbs up the other wheel.
When you went through the test drive, how hard was it to master this?
Well, I didn't do stairs, but getting around was really pretty easy. I did bang into a couple doorways, but basically it follows the movement of your body.
The iBot has a four-wheel drive function, which allows it to travel over gravel, over grass, over sand, which normally stops wheelchairs cold.
Right. I think that's one of the things that will make this most useful.
And it elevates. It can elevate, I guess I'll call it the passenger, so that they can reach a shelf, which would normally be out of reach, or have a conversation at eye level. How important is that? That seems to be quite revolutionary.
It's useful sometimes if you're going shopping, you have to get to a higher shelf, if you're trying to take something off your bookshelf. I talked to a woman who was an attorney in California and a wheelchair inventor herself, who was one of the 18 people who did the test of this for the FDA. And she liked the fact that she had more mobility, and she said it was fun. It made the wheelchair fun.
There are an estimated 2 million people who use wheelchairs or motorized scooters in America. Any idea what percentage, or roughly what percentage, might qualify for this?
I think a pretty small percentage. First of all, it's going to cost $29,000. So who can afford that? Insurance is not paying for this. So right now, the only market is the consumer market, somebody who's got enough money to pay for this wheelchair. That's about double the price of your average power wheelchair, more than double.
Thank you so much for hobbling on in here to talk to us about this.
My pleasure.
NPR's Joseph Shapiro talking to us about the iBot mobility system.